This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Today we did something different. We decided to make our whole show about one thing, Twitter. The company's initial public offering is scheduled for tomorrow. Bells will ring, investors will line up, and company heads are hoping that the New York Stock Exchange will not repeat the Nasdaq's bungling of Facebook's IPO last year. But it won't just be Twitter's employees and potential investors who are watching. A lot of people in the tech world think Twitter's IPO is an important moment for the industry. Quartz's senior editor Zach Seward recently went out to Silicon Valley and couldn't really escape from this week's big news.
Frankly, it's all anyone can talk about. I went out there, strike up a casual conversation with anyone in the tech industry, and inevitably you start talking about Twitter's IPO and the intricacies. Everybody's suddenly a banker and knows the details of how an IPO is pulled off.
So there's a lot of buzz.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's clear if you're at Twitter right now or you hold shares in the company, you're about to strike it rich. I mean, celebrate all you want.
Right.
For everyone else, especially for the 230 million users of Twitter, sort of the end of Twitter's creative phase.
Yeah, tell me more about sort of what happens to the user in this type of situation.
I think about Facebook, went public last year. And since then, I think you'd be hard-pressed to say that the service has improved if you're a user.
Right.
Certainly, if you're a user, you see a lot more ads, and the stock price is way up as a result. But as a service, I think you have to say it was a much more interesting company pre-IPO.
Do the company's recent acquisitions into the video space, into the television space, suggest any overarching strategy?
One big bet that Twitter is making right now is that it can siphon off a large portion from TV advertising.
But the problem, I suppose, is that if television advertisers hear a knock at the door and open up the door, they'll see Twitter and YouTube and Facebook all trying to push each other off the stoop.
Right. Facebook, for one, is racing to try to match Twitter's claim that Twitter is where you go to talk about television. I mean, they're like, whoa, wait a minute. More Americans, more people worldwide are using Facebook. Twitter's leg up is simply that everything you do on Twitter, as they endlessly remind us now, is public.
Zach Seward is senior editor for the website Quartz. Zach, thank you very much, man.
My pleasure. Thanks.